This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
GOP demands answers on Trump search.
Shouldn't the attorney general lay out to the American people explaining why?
Albuquerque arrest.
For the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
Gas price drop fuels inflation relief.
I'm thrilled.
A lot better.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump calls the FBI search of his Florida estate a coordinated attack. He met with 12 House Republicans last night and revealed he'll be deposed today by the New York State Attorney General's office in the civil investigation into his finances. As we hear from CBS's Major Garrett, Trump's Republican allies want an explanation from the Attorney General about the Mar-a-Lago search and what was taken.
Former President Trump's supporters, banners flying and horns blaring, are rallying to his defense.
It's an invasion of our president's property, and it can't stand.
Trump loyalists see a system out of balance. Multiple investigations of Trump, less emphasis on suspected Democratic wrongdoing.
I definitely think it was unfair and suspicious.
The documents taken Monday are believed to contain classified information. Trump allies on Capitol Hill questioned the timing and called for transparency.
This seems to be unnerving, dangerous, ill-advised.
U.S. officials tell CBS News approval came from the highest levels of the Justice Department.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry says FBI agents with a warrant seized his cell phone while he was traveling with his family. Circumstances surrounding the action are not clear. Former Justice Department officials have testified Perry played a key role in the Trump effort to try to install Jeffrey Clark as acting attorney general. Clark backed the baseless claims of election fraud. The Trump influence on Republican voters has been confirmed yet again by election results in Wisconsin and other states that held primaries yesterday. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's choice for governor, Tim Michaels, who falsely claimed the 2020 election was rigged, won the primary over former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, who'd been backed by former Vice President Mike Pence. Michaels will face incumbent Tony Evers in a battle that could forever reshape elections in the Badger State. In Washington State, another sign of the former president's strength, Jamie Herrera Butler conceded. She was one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach the former president after the January 6 riots. Now, 7 of them have either retired or lost their race, with Liz Cheney likely next on that list next week.
Now to Albuquerque, New Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us police have charged a 51-year-old Afghan man in the case of 4 murdered Muslim men.
Police say a tip from someone here led them to a suspect, Muhammad Syed.
You trusted us, you passed information on to us that was crucial, and that led for us to being able to make an arrest in this case.
Police say Syed, who is 51 and also Muslim, has now been charged with the recent murders of Aftab Hussein and Muhammad Afzal Hussein. Syed is also the primary suspect in the killings of 2 other men. Investigators say they found evidence that suggests the suspect may have known the victims and the attacks might have been motivated by an interpersonal conflict.
We'll get a fresh readout on inflation when the government releases consumer price numbers shortly. CBS's Errol Barnett says some relief is coming now, with gasoline $1 a gallon cheaper than it was 2 months ago.
Drivers everywhere are getting relief.
Just to be under four, I had to make sure to stop.
After a summer fueled by inflation, Gas Buddy says this good news could continue.
We could see the national average falling another 15 to 30 cents a gallon.
There's a new concern: crowds returning to the roads at the end of the summer.
Americans have either planned their summer travels or they've carried them out already. I don't know that there will be a meaningful increase in demand from the fall in prices.
The savings on a drive from New York City to Niagara Falls, for example, could buy you a beer compared to what it would have cost Memorial Day weekend. The trek from L.A. to Lake Tahoe will save you almost 10 bucks, which could pump more fuel into the economy.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The FDA has agreed on a plan to stretch the amount of available monkeypox vaccine. It'll give people one-fifth of the usual dose, and infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner says it will be administered differently to help rev up the immune system.
It won't be given with a needle through the skin. It will be given with a very tiny needle into the skin.
A Nebraska woman faces charges for helping her teenage daughter end her pregnancy. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Facebook handed chat messages between a mother and daughter over to Nebraska police after they were served with a warrant. In those messages, 41-year-old Jessica Burgess discussed with her then 17-year-old daughter Celeste how she would get her abortion pills and then help her bury the fetus. The two were charged last month and have pleaded not guilty. The prosecutor handling the case said it's the first time he's charged anyone for illegally performing an abortion after 20 weeks.
A New Hampshire jury has acquitted a commercial truck driver for causing the deaths of seven motorcyclists in a 2019 crash. Prosecutors had claimed he was impaired. The defense argued the lead biker was, and he slid in front of the big rig. There's been a court setback for three golfers who left the PGA Tour but wanted back in for the tour's postseason. CBS's Steve Futterman.
A federal judge ruled against the golfers who are part of the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. The three wanted the judge to issue a temporary restraining order, allowing them to also take part in the PGA's upcoming postseason competition.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league needed to appeal the six-game suspension of Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, handed down by a former federal judge, calling it the right thing to do.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we always felt were really important for us to address.
The league has been seeking a harsher punishment for Watson, who's at the center of a sexual misconduct scandal. Well, in Sparks, Nevada, a woman bought a single-family home for just under $600,000. But what she got for her money was more than 80 extra lots in a subdivision, including some homes that were sold to others. It was a title company mistake, and a court battle could be next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seems the last domino has fallen in Italy.
It's a big hit in this country.
Growing up, I always loved Domino's.
But in the land where pizza was invented, the chain has gone over like a lead meatball. 7 years after Domino's entered the Italian market, Bloomberg says outlets in Turin, Parma, and Rome, the last of 29, have extinguished their ovens because of stiff competition from local stores that expanded delivery services during the pandemic. Domino's was reportedly almost $11 million in debt by the end of 2020. No comment from the company. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In France, an effort to save a beluga whale that got stranded in the Seine River last week was unsuccessful. The rescue attempt was called unprecedented. The whale, which had no digestive activity for unknown reasons, had to be euthanized during transport to a saltwater basin in Normandy. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.